Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The fake, Williams. Looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all! It is caught! Bears win it! DJ Moore!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady with the call this past Saturday night. Pretty good game. Bears 22, Packers 16 in overtime. And because the Steelers beat the Lions on Sunday, I cashed a ticket. Also, the Bears made the playoffs. I'll leave it up to you to decide which is more noteworthy. I bet the Bears to make the playoffs before the year. I bet Minnesota also to win the division. That's going to lose, obviously. But had the Bears and Vikings, my idea was to fade Green Bay and Detroit. And it looks like it's going to work out with the Chicago Bears. And despite that, I have learned, and I actually don't mean this as an insult. I actually think it's a compliment in a weird way that Bears fans, I actually think, are maybe the most sensitive fan base. It's like, I'm Mr. Bear this season. Like I was saying in August they're going to the play. Bet it. My own money. And I dared to say that I thought the Bears got a little lucky on Saturday night, and I had Bears fans like in full force, out for blood for the following 36 hours straight. Joining us now to adjudicate that and talk about his Chicago Bears, and we'll talk week 17 in the NFL, is my good buddy. And I was like, Ryan, because this is my final You Better You Bet in the BetMGM network, and Danny is aware of this, of course, that, and Danny, I think, will be joining us on the new show in the new time slot, which is awesome. Very happy for that. Westwood One Sports, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. I was actually thinking earlier today about, just reminiscing about everything, Danny. Actually, we'll get to the Bears in a second. But doing those shows in Chicago with you and Joe right before COVID in 2020 are like very fun memories during that postseason. So we've been doing this for a long time, my friend. How's it going? Happy early Christmas to you and the family.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to be with you. I know why Bears fans came across as very sensitive here, because you have to understand, of course, the Bears were lucky. I want to just get right into the heart of the issue here. Of course, the Bears were lucky, but you have to understand, that is arguably the most satisfying Bears win since the NFC Championship in 2006. So, we're just not interested in hearing it. It doesn't mean it's not true. I don't even think Bears fans would say it's not true. Recovering an onside kick always inherently comes with some luck. The other team fumbling a snap on fourth down obviously comes with some luck. I think we, in rational mind, would acknowledge that. It's just anything taking away or sullying the thrill and enjoyment of what happened from like the onside kick forward and the two touchdown passes from Caleb, it's just one of the greatest Bears moments of my life. So I'm not mad at you saying that they were lucky. It's of course objectively true. I just couldn't be less interested in the observation or conversation.
Do you think that Bears, and look, like, the Bears haven't won a Super Bowl since 1985, so, I mean, if I were a Giants fan, and, like, I'm born in 83, and, like, I had never, like, technically, quote-unquote, seen them win a Super Bowl, I might be like that also, so, like, I think that probably plays into it a little bit. Do you think that the Bears fans are the most sensitive fan base, or one of the most sensitive fan bases out there in all of sports? Is that fair or unfair to say?
I don't experience it that way, but like if you have that experience and you want to characterize it that way, I honestly don't care. Like, because like even
fair
just
enough.
Saying like for that game, for that game specifically, like it's not even just no Super Bowl since 85, right? It's like it's playing the rival, being 16-52 against the rival since 1992 when they got Brett Favre, and since Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love till Saturday, they had always not only kicked your ass, not only won Super Bowls, not only gotten more attention and praise and recognition, which was all deserved, on like a micro level, they had also always had the better quarterback. So for like the Bears quarterback to do that against that team in that spot, like it's different than if that exact same set of circumstances would have happened against the Cardinals or even the Vikings. Like it's just, it was like a very specific thing. I stood on my couch for literally, dude, 5 minutes after the game ended. I couldn't like get down. I was so in shock at the sequence of events that had just transpired. Eventually Steph was like, "Can you get off the furniture? What are you doing?" Like it was just, I was completely outside of my own consciousness watching that fourth quarter in overtime that like, sure, call it sensitive. I don't care. It was one of the it was one of the great sports moments of my life that did not involve the playoffs. It was incredible.
So, like, what happens now? Because I think, you know, like, I'll be objective about it, right? Like, I thought the Bears are better than I thought they would be this season, and I thought that they would. They are who I thought they were. They did make the playoffs. I think they're probably, I think most Bears fans would probably agree with this, like an irrational moment, a sober moment would say, yeah, like, probably a year early as far as being like a legit Super Bowl contender, although like you never know, and I don't want to like discount the possibility they could go on a run. Like Niners coming up this week, massive game, of course, you know, San Fran, a 3-point home favorite. Like, what are your expectations for this Sunday night, and like where do you think it goes from here? For like, we know they're in the tournament. What are your expectations here for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I'll try to answer it from like a couple of prongs. Like, one, for this game, one of my favorite bets of the year is over 51. I just, the Niners defense, I do not believe in. Like, they're having a nice winning streak right now, and Purdy's playing amazing. But, I mean, the Titans had almost 7 yards per carry against them. Phillip Rivers carved them up early last night. Like, I do not believe that the Niners defense has been adequately tested recently during this win streak. But I do think that Purdy's playing great, and we'll see on with Kittle, but I fully expect him to play. They're very healthy on offense. So their offense looks great. They're averaging 34 a game in the last five. So like, this game, I think, is going to be a shootout. If the Bears go 2-0 down the stretch, and you just mentioned Niners-Lions, and Seattle loses one game, the Bears are the one seed. Now, I don't think that's the outcome here, obviously, but it is on the board of possibilities. And if that happens and people have to come through Chicago and play that running game in the cold with Caleb's arm strength, like not being as effective by cold and wind as other guys, like then I think they're live. If when they have to go on, but they went to Philly and dominated. Like I think it's wide open. And I think I would pick them. I don't think they're better than Seattle. I do not think that they're better than the Rams, but so what? They're a 6-point underdog in LA. Like whatever you think that number would be, like it's crazier things have happened for the rest of the year. But I also fully agree that they're a year early, and that's what's so exciting about it. Like, will Caleb take the leap in year two under Ben Johnson, figure out a way to add a pass rush? Because right now their defense is not good enough. The only thing they're good enough in is takeaways. But it's not a good defense. They got absolutely no pass rush against Jordan Love, and that's without Zach Tom, their right tackle, who went down. So I don't think the defense is very good. I don't think they are actually as good as their record is, but their quarterback is peaking at the right time. They have an incredible coach. They're going to have, I think, one, maybe two, maybe three home playoff games, depending on how it all breaks. They've got an incredible running game. So crazier things have happened than this team making a legit run and surprising some people in January.
Yeah, and just and I said this to a couple of Bears fans that were getting like a little, and I understand, and like you kind of laid it out, I totally get it. Like in 2011, when the Giants went on their run and won the Super Bowl, they beat the Jets on Christmas Eve that year. That's the Victor Cruz 99-yard touchdown game. They got pretty lucky to win that game, and then like went on to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's not outside the realm that the Bears could make some kind of crazy run here. I don't think it's going to happen, but it, like to Danny's point, not impossible. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Danny Parkins, our guest, first things first on Fox Sports 1, at Danny Parkins on social. So with that said, I gave you $100 right now, and I know you would like more than that to place this wager. But let's just call it around $100. And said, you need to bet the NFC winner right now. And you could factor price, or this could just be like, who you think is going to win? Rams plus 240. Seattle 3, Philly 5, Eagles would actually be my choice. Niners 650, Packers 8, Bears 850. I don't even think we need to talk about the NFC South teams. Who do you like and why to win the NFC?
So, the reason I won't bet the Bears is because I already have much more money at it at 14-1 and longer. So, I'm already properly invested.
You bet more than $100 on that? You? You bet more than $100 on that?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm happy to send you the text, the screenshot, yes, if you'd like
I
to
know
see
you
it.
Did. No, I know you did. I know you did.
If you'd like to see it. But at that number, at that price, I think I would put my money on Seattle. And I understand the Sam Darnold situation, but if they're going to be the one seed, and I think they are, I hope like the Seahawks-Rams, if we get part three, I'm here for it. I think both of those games have been fascinating. I thought Thursday night was arguably the game of the year. I think McDonald is probably my pick for coach of the year at this point. Him, Liam Cohen, Ben Johnson. I think it's insane that Mike Vrabel has as much love in that award market as he does. I think McDonald's been absolutely amazing. JSN, obviously incredible. Their defense matches up well with basically every team, home field advantage, the whole thing. And if the only argument is Sam Darnold won't win big games, I don't think we have a large enough body of work for that in the playoffs, and I think he's been really good. And I was a huge doubter of his. And so the 7 turnovers against the Rams in the 2 games is obviously concerning when 6 of those turnovers are related to Sam Darnold. But that just means he's due for positive regression because they've played to them to within 1 point and 1 yard over the 2 matchups, and they should be at home the whole way through. So I think they deserve to be the favorites, and they're not, so I'd put them at that price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know if he's due. The really fun thing is, we're going to find out. Eagles would be my choice there in the NFC. The AFC, my friends, is just as wide open as it's ever been. I think we know, I know the Colts are still mathematically alive. It's probably going to be Houston and probably going to be Pittsburgh. So I think we know who all the teams are going to be. And it's kind of shaping up as Buffalo's got the best quarterback, but the Bills probably don't have the best team, and kind of who do you want to ride with here? Maybe Denver gets home field, maybe it's the Patriots. If I made you pick right now, Danny, the AFC winner, and I'll give you the prices here in the AFC. Denver plus 350, Patriots plus 375, Buffalo 4, and for people that are like, how could Buffalo be the third choice in the market? Because Denver and New England are more likely to get the one seed. Jacksonville 550, Houston 650, the Chargers at 8, the Steelers at 14. Who do you like in the AFC and why?
Yeah, so Buffalo was my pick before the year. I will stay with them. I think that their run defense is atrocious, obviously. They're pretty broken defensively, but Josh Allen can win shootouts. And I do, there is, I think, a rudimentary level of analysis of the best quarterback by far when so many of those other quarterbacks are unproven. I think that analysis actually holds and is fair there. The only team I want to highlight, and you know I'm a huge Justin Herbert guy, so I won't even talk about him here. The Chargers at that price, I do think, are interesting. Justin Herbert, I know it was against Dallas, but he just had one of the best games he's had since 2021. The tackle situation is brutal. They'd have a hard time in the individual matchup against Houston's pass rush, against Denver's pass rush, no doubt. But Justin Herbert also is a magician against pressure. He's been dealing with it all year, and he still has great accuracy games. He is not fundamentally the problem in that spot. They've got the number one opponent passer rating against defense, and Dicker's been arguably the best kicker in the NFL this year. The things that have let them down in the past, special teams and no defense, I actually think they have. They made Dallas's life more difficult than basically anyone has this year against their offense in that game that we just saw this week. They just went through Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Dak, and they're allowing 16 points per game against those three quarterbacks. So I think their defense is a difference maker. I think Herbert is getting healthier and playing spectacular. Obviously, Hampton back is nice, but the offensive line's not doing much. So the offense is limited. There's no question. But I like the defense. I like the special teams. I love the quarterback, and I love that price.
What's so funny about the Chargers, I think you'll agree with this. If they had Alton Slater, the all-pro tackles, the tip of the spear, as Jim Harbaugh calls it, they're the best team in the conference, and I don't know that it's close with those two tackles and how well they played this year without them. Harbaugh's unbelievable. Herbert's having a great year. Final question for you, my friend. I have about 45 seconds for the answer. What are you most looking forward to coming up on Christmas Day, just in general in life?
Well, so my family's favorite holiday was Thanksgiving, and Steph really loved Christmas. Not that everyone doesn't love Christmas, but so when we got together, it was kind of Thanksgiving, we're going to kind of do it with my family and my family's way, and Christmas, we're going to do her way. And it doesn't also hurt that I'm Jewish, so obviously she should get Christmas. But she's been I want it to just be you, me, and the kids on Christmas Day. And so her family just left town. They came in before, and it'll just be I've got a soon-to-be 6-year-old boy and a 3.5-year-old boy. We're elfing on the shelf. We're making cookies for Santa, opening presents, big surprises, a whole elaborate day planned around making it magical for them. So, just seeing it through their eyes. It's corny, but I'm giving them both Caleb Williams jerseys, which I'm really excited about. So I think it's going to just be a great day with my nuclear family, and I'm really pumped for it.
Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family, my friends. I'll catch up with you on the new show and the new network.
Can't wait, man. Congrats again, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Our friend Danny Parkin is joining us here on You Better You Bet. Danny will join us on the new show, which I'm very much looking forward to. On the other side, we'll keep breaking down Week 17 in the NFL. We'll give you bets for tonight. And one final sign-off from this time slot from yours truly to you and yours.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.